Dogs, them atomic dogs, them Q dogs. Pumping up Pittsburgh this week, and they're going to be everywhere, like Kiki said. They're coming to you. You can let it roll a little bit more if you want, man, because that's, you know, that's the sound
you,
of the.
You ass, I give you, man.
Well, you delivered on that one, because that's the funk mob bringing it to you, atomic dog style. Hey, it's Soul Take Champions Live, and we're still with you. Hope you're still with us. It's coming to you live from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, the city of champions. And George Clinton is still performing, you know.
Is he?
George Clinton's still performing.
He's still putting it down,
yeah,
Bill.
Yeah. And
is he doing it the right way, or is he just a placeholder?
It's the Clinton way. Whatever George does, it works. Uh-huh. It's the Clinton way. So you don't have to worry about George Clinton. He'll show up and get it done. Hey, man, we're going to do a couple things real quick so we can get back to a couple other things real quick. But just finish that rundown, Kev, on where the Steelers are now projection-wise from where you're at. Just a real quick recap of the Tennessee game, and then just an update on what's happening against on the game on Thursday night.
Well, let's start off with some players coming back, because there's been some players that's been out. So Antonio Brown, and I know we mentioned Le'Veon Bell, and we could talk about Le'Veon Bell a little bit more in detail as well. But keep in mind, Antonio Brown has not played during this preseason.
Right.
Okay, so when Le'Veon Bell, the big man, when he comes in on Monday, which is Labor Day, and when he says, I'm here, all right, he'll have just as much preseason time that Antonio Brown had. So he's coming back. Antonio
Kiki
Brown
wants
will
fired.
Be coming back.
Kiki wants Le'Veon Bell fired.
Well, we'll talk about
she
that.
Wants the best football.
We'll,
she wants
we'll
the
talk
best.
About
she
that.
Wants the best running back in football
I
dismissed.
Think, I think what she was saying.
That's
that
what I heard her say. I heard what she
nice
said.
It would be nice for him to be a team player. Is that right, Kiki?
I just don't understand how you're going to. How do you build?
Can they hear you, or do you need a mic?
Can I have a mic?
Yeah.
You didn't give it to me.
Get a woman
just,
a mic.
I wasn't trying to talk, but I just wanted to know and. Judge Woodruff, maybe you can clarify this. I'm not sure, but how do you build on something or someone that was not there? And maybe this is a part of the business. Maybe I don't understand, but you've had these players who've built chemistry. They've built relationships. They know their syncs. They know, you know, how they're moving. They're communicating. Whereas you have this guy who's been out on vacation, I guess, maybe doing his own training on his own, and then
that's
he shows up, and
it.
Then he shows up at work, and now you have to start all over again, building that chemistry. Is there animosity? Like I have an issue with that.
Well, I don't think there's any animosity, and this isn't just some normal guy coming off the street. This is the number one running back in the National Football League, and you and I, well, maybe not you. but me and the rest of the Pittsburgh Steelers nation can't wait for him to be back.
Right.
And when he comes back, he didn't disappoint us last year. There's no reason to think he's going to disappoint us this year. Okay. Just like Antonio Brown, we're waiting for him to come back. He's not going to disappoint us as well. You know, in the National Football League, you know, those preseason games, Bell doesn't need those preseason games. You know, and if you can ask almost every player, you want to just start the season off without any preseason games, they all go say yes. You know, they don't want to deal with that either. Mm-hmm. But you know, you go through it. Some guys need it, but you know, yes, we want Bell back. He'll come back and play, and everybody's gonna be happy.
Right,
they're in the Steelers backfield instead of somebody else's.
And the thing about it too, Dwayne, I always tell people about last year. They said he got off to a slow start, which he did. However, that was the first year that he completed a 16-game season.
Mm-hmm.
He was healthy. So he's using the same process for this year. So hopefully we'll get that and a little better results from a Super Bowl standpoint, because is what we need to do.
And Trent, first of all, the starters ain't playing much anyway.
Right.
You know, they haven't even got a full game in, and we're going into game number four. They haven't even played a full game yet anyway. training camp isn't the way it used to be. What is it, 3 weeks now?
Mm-hmm. 4 weeks.
And it's no hitting in training camp. So you're not missing a whole lot anyway. It's not like back in the day when you're going twice a day every day for 6 weeks, 7 weeks if you're a rookie. He'll be ready. He'll be healthy, ready to go as well as the others. So he really hadn't missed much at all. And plus, he's been with this team. So they know him already. They know his style, where he runs, where they block, and different things. So it's nothing but good things. That'd be good.
Now, as far as training camp, I do feel training camp is important to certain positions. Now, when we start talking about wide receivers and quarterbacks, I really feel even though Ben Roethlisberger only played like a quarter and a half last game against Tennessee, it's important for the receiving core to be in camp, because when you start talking about timing, the quarterback, wide receiver timing, when you start talking about blitz pickups and everything and route running, how to break off those routes for certain blitzes, more especially for the new receivers, I really think is important. And when it comes to Le'Veon Bell, I think that's where he'll be playing catch up. I'm not concerned with him with the running game, but from a passing game standpoint, he won't have that timing with Big Ben that I would prefer for him to have. I don't have a problem with him missing training camp, but I think that's what is missed by missing training camp.
Well, I think it's going to be, after a couple of days, those guys, they'll be fine. They're professionals. They've been through it before as well. Ben Roethlisberger threw that touchdown pass
Justin Hunter.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Last week. They've been together maybe, 2 or 3 weeks. Beautiful route, beautiful catch, touchdown. Bell and Antonio Brown, he's been with for years.
Right.
So he has an idea, the routes they're going to run, when they're going to run them, blitz pickup and different things. So
they've been there during mini camp as well.
Right.
All these players you're mentioning has been there during mini camp. Bell hasn't been here, which I don't blame them, but – I'm just saying where I think they'll be at.
Bell's not – look, Bell went in one of those – in a wide receiver where you just got to look and see, break his route off a different – he's a running back. He's going to be over in the flats. All you got to do is run over the flats. The quarterback can get you the football.
Do you right? think he'll be here at the end of the year?
I think so.
You think so? And so I'm the only one. I guess I'm in the minority. I think he's gone.
I think he's gone too.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I think after this season, this will be his last year here. Right. I get the impression he doesn't even want to be here in Pittsburgh anymore. And speaking of that, I can empathize with Kiki said, because you have a group of players and one's not here, okay? I'm the running back, Connor, Toussaint, whoever. I'm the running back, and I'm working my tail off to do whatever and for the team and everything, and here this guy is on the sidelines. He's not here.
Connor doesn't care. Connor's looking at it. This is my opportunity.
I'm not saying, I'm not saying they care, because he said it. He's played the game. He's been there. These guys really don't care, but from a fan perspective, okay, I empathize with what she said.
I'm a fan. Because I don't care.
The thing is, when the players, when he comes back, the players going to welcome him with open arms.
Oh, absolutely. But now
he's the best.
Right.
I want the best on my team.
Right.
And when he comes back, they're going to welcome him.
I would hate for the Steelers to get rid of this guy. I mean, he is the best running back out there in the league.
I think he wants to be here, but he wants to be here at his number.
Right.
He will get paid. It's just a matter of who will pay him. And I think, we just saw with Beckham, the top players get paid, if it's with their current team or if it's with another team. Mm-hmm. And there's no loyalty in today's NFL on either side. So
And listen, so that we can move along, to Kiki's point and to your point, Debbie, the bottom line is, and what fans have to do is, it's a business. Mm-hmm. And just like in any office, no one would begrudge any other person for getting a raise for doing their job better than somebody else. And the reason this happens in these kind of instances, it's not happening across the board in Steeler camp. This is one guy.
Right.
He's a special guy. He gets special attention.
Special.
And special guys have always gotten special attention in every sport along the way. And trust me when I tell you, after the first touchdown, every fan in Steeler Nation is going to be glad he's back. Now, my contention is he'll be here because he said he wants to be here. He said, I want to finish my career as a Pittsburgh Steeler. Now, that could be hyperbole, but that's what he said. But to your point, he wants to be here and be paid. And all we have to know is this. If he's released at any point, let's say at 12 o'clock noon, at 12:01, somebody else is going to sign him. It'll take 60 seconds max.
And I hope I'm wrong, Bill.
It'll take 60 seconds max to get signed and get paid whatever he's asking for. But that's just the way of the world.
I really hope I'm wrong, but I just
don't see it. And you've been wrong before, so let's keep that going.
First, one thing for sure, they're not going to release him. That's all for sure.
Absolutely not.
They may decide, okay, we try to trade him someplace else. But, you know, what the Steelers are going to be asking for is going to be
the Raiders.
You know, but they're not.
Khalil Mack is still out there, though.
Right.
Khalil Mack, he hasn't showed up, but I interrupt you, Dwayne. Go ahead.
But, you know, these guys, you know, when you look at his career and you look at other running backs' careers, says you only have a certain amount of time to make the kind of money that you want. And this is something that, you know, National Football League, they created this, I don't want to say monster, but this environment of their own doing. You know, guys sign contracts, so they don't have to play out the contract anymore. You know, they play to it. There's a year left, maybe 2 years, you know, I need more money based on other guys getting signed. But that's just the way of the game now.
Sure.
That's the way it goes. And Bell, does he deserve more money? Yeah, I believe that he does. You know, Odell Beckham, he's a great wide receiver. But at the same time, you look at his career, all the issues he's been along the way. You know, Bell had one little hiccup here, but he's been basically a model citizen,
absolutely,
working and doing his job, being in camp, you know, all the time. And so I think he's proven his worth on and off the football field.
So I know we brought up Odell Beckham a number of times. So he just signed a 5-year, $95 million extension. Mm-hmm. $95 million.
Here's the other thing about money. Yeah. For everybody out there listening, here's the thing about money that you already know, but let me remind you. Anybody that gives you $95 million got 10 times that much in the bank, maybe 50 times. Yep. So quit worrying about other people's money. Don't let the Joneses get you down. Whatever anybody makes, they make, man. Don't worry about that. All you want to know is, come January, are we in the Super Bowl? That's our only concern.
Yep.
Can we win football games and get to the Super Bowl?
And
That's the objective.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because just from an overview standpoint of these current Pittsburgh Steelers, and we started this discussion about who's injured and who's not in training camp. So T.J. Watts is another one. T.J. Watts, outside linebacker, has not played the whole preseason. He's been injured,
but he's
back on the practice field.
He said he's ready
as of this particular week.
Yeah,
take the
and he needs to produce. I feel as though he started off relatively good last year, the first half, and then kind of tailed off a little bit. So we need T.J. Watt from the first half of 2017 to sustain that throughout the year. Now, Dwayne, I'm not sure if it had anything to do with him being a rookie and, you know, just too many games. But I know in college football today, they play 14 games or somewhere around there, a lot of teams anyway.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, one of the things you have to do as a professional, you got to get used to that grind, you know, day in and day out. But at the same time, you also have to get used to teams now are gearing up for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you may be, you know, rocking that boat, you know, 2, 3, 4 games. But now, you know, they're going to have somebody on you, so you have to pick every game up a little bit. And, you know, in college, you don't do that. You know, you don't see that, because you go from one team, you play one team, they got some great players. Next team,
not so great.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
now.
But in professional, they're all good.
They're all good.
And they're going to make sure that they you know, take away your strengths. So, you know, the things that he did well, getting off the ball, running around, you know, getting those sacks on the outside. You know, he's got to, you know, get some other moves now. Can't continue to do the same thing.
Right.
They gear up for you and they'll stop those things.
The show stops tomorrow night. Drops tomorrow night. Wednesday night game is on Thursday. Give us the update for what the Steelers are doing on Thursday night, so we can get to this college football
Bill,
stuff.
I really don't even feel like talking about it, to be honest with you.
Well, you don't.
I mean, it's the fourth preseason game. All the starters will be on the sideline. This is all about the players trying to make that 53-man roster.
That's what it's all about. What about him?
The Dobbs, the quarterback, again, he needs to put something on tape, as Tomlin likes to say. So, you know, you mentioned, Dwayne, earlier that a potential trade. Well, if it's a potential trade, it'll be good to put good things on tape. So when you play, whatever you're playing, you always want to do your best. You should want to do your best because you never know how things will pan out.
Well, the undercurrent is this. Dobbs, the undercurrent in most circles is Dobbs should be the number two quarterback. But Ben,
number two?
Well, yeah, that's the undercurrent. But Ben, listen to me. But Ben has endorsed Landry Jones. Ben has endorsed him because that's the guy that's been carrying the clipboard for him. That's the guy he feels comfortable with going to the sideline to pick up on this, that, or the other. And that's going to be your number two quarterback. So if you have four quarterbacks and you got to let one go, it's going to be Dobbs. And their future is in Rudolph. Mason Rudolph. So
Dobbs, that's going to be fun saying around Christmas time, too.
Well, that's going to be the way it plays out. But Ben has endorsed Landry, so that's going to be your backup, even though Dobbs has a better upside than Landry Jones. I told you at the beginning of the last 2 weeks, Landry Jones was listed as the seventh best backup quarterback in the NFL last year. So however we look at him, however they measure that, Landry Jones has a place, and he's earned it, and he's going to keep it.
There's not that many good quarterbacks in the NFL.
What was that?
There's not that many good quarterbacks in the NFL.
Backup quarterbacks.
Yeah, backup quarterbacks. That's why he's number seven.
Well, we don't see them, but however they rate them, based on how long they play, when they step in, yada, 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 that's where he was ranked. So Landry Jones is inked in as your number two without question. And Dobbs, unfortunately, although somebody did offer that they might keep offering.
Well,
that was offered by somebody.
That's not going to happen.
Well, we'll see. But I tell you someone to look out for, since we're talking about a fourth preseason game, maybe. And I kind of heard that they were thinking about kind of keeping him under wraps, too. So we'll see. But the linebacker, Matthew Thomas, is really impressive. He's been impressive during the preseason. I believe his number is number 46. So we need to strengthen that area from a linebacker standpoint. I know we brought John Bostic in from Indianapolis. Mm-hmm. Depending on who you listen to, he's kind of had a shaky camp. And then we have Williams. And Williams, inside linebacker, has been solid as well. And he just got a new deal.
Yeah.
And Chris Boswell just got a new deal, I should say, as well.
Yeah. And we should offer this, and I do want to get Dwayne's opinion on something. I do want you to get you to the college, in the college lane. We forget, too, to trust in Mike Tomlin. One of the top four NFL coaches in the game today, 13-3 season last year. Let us assume that Mike Tomlin knows what he's doing. He's gathered the people he know he needs to have, and this is no accident. So that being said, I can't let you leave tonight, Dwayne, without your response to Ryan Shazier's injury. Mm-hmm. You've been in that circle. You've been around that kind of thing. Whatever your response is to that, and do you think he'll ever play the game again?
You know what? I don't want to say that he'll never play again, but you know, being on the outside looking in, it's a long shot. But you know, Ryan's been in football a long time. You know, guys get hurt and injured, different things, and come back from injuries that many on the outside think he'll never come back from. I remember when I tore my knee up, you know, years ago, missed the whole season. You know, the opinion was I'd never come back. And you can see that the Steeler brass thought the same thing. So they drafted, that's the year they drafted Woodson. They drafted Delton Hall. They drafted
Delton Hall, that's the name for the past, isn't it?
So three of the top four picks were all defensive backs.
Oh.
And I was still able to come back and start that next year. So,
wow.
You know, I think Ryan Zaire's, anybody can come back. I believe he can. He seems to be that kind of person, that kind of determination, commitment to do what it takes to come back. And I'm in his corner. I hope he is able to come back and play. He's definitely a huge loss for the Steelers based on their defense and what they wanted to do, particularly when you're playing against teams like, you know, the Patriots that, you know, throw the football, you know, all over the football field as well. And a number of teams are starting to do that. Ryan Shazier is one of those guys that could be in. He can line up against the running back. He can line up against the tight end. He can play like a strong safety as well. So that's a huge loss, you know, for them based on the way, the direction that the Steelers wanted their defense to go. But I think right now that, you know, they have some good linebackers. They have to have somebody who's going to really have to step up, you know, Watt being one, but they need more than that. They need somebody on the other side and inside to step up as well. Williams, I think, is doing a great job for him. You know, and one of the things about the Steelers as well, you can't forget about, you know, their defensive line. You know, right now, when you look at the Steelers defensive line, this is the same crew they've had for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a good crew.
Yeah. That's what I've been saying. I expect
them to really, you know, dominate some games based on their defensive line.
Yeah.
You know, even their offensive line, you look at their offensive line, it's a good crew. They've been around a while. Offensive linemen normally take a while to develop. And when I say a while, it's like not – you know, first, second year, but when they get in year five and six and seven, they're even better. And so I think the Steelers are in that type of situation, you know, right now. And hopefully they don't have any injuries so they can really, really gel together.
So what,
the one spot I thought the Steelers really needed to get help, and I thought over the years, was at the corner.
Mm-hmm.
We have some good corners there. No exceptional corners, but we have some good corners. And I think because of our defensive line really improving, you know, we're going to get back to that 13-win, 14-win season, you know, this year. But as we get in that playoffs, it's going to be tight, you know, because we don't have that dominant corner. Look, I'm going to line up on you. I'm covering you man-to-man, and you need at least three guys to be able to do that.
Yeah, now while we have you, Dwayne, and we're going to talk about this more next week, but since you're here this week, I would like to ask you, the Pittsburgh Steelers opening game is against the Cleveland Browns. That's not anything new. A lot of seasons they open up with the Browns, mm-hmm. but what's different about this game, you have Todd Haley, the former offensive coordinator, on the coaching staff for the Cleveland Browns.
Right.
So how do you prepare for such a game where he knows the complete offense, he knows the defense because he's went against the defense the number of years that he was here, you know, during practice and everything. So, you know, what adjustments need to be made from the Steelers side going into that game?
Well, it's always a chess game. And all the coaches on the Steelers know about Todd Haley and what he wants to do as well. They know he knows everything that the Steelers did in the past. And so the Steelers are going to change some things up. It's not always going to be the same. But that game for the Steelers against the Browns, that's going to be a good test. The Cleveland Browns have some good receivers. Guys that have come back, didn't play last year, they're back this year. Their defense is really starting to gel. You look what they did last week. There was a shutout for them. Their defense, I thought, you know, played extremely, extremely well.
Miles Garrett,
right?
So it is a beast.
Yeah. So it's going to be a tough game. You know, we can't overlook the Browns, no matter what. Was it Miller Lite or one of them?
Yeah, we talked
about
that.
That cooler's going to open up this year.
We talked about that.
We got to make sure that we're ready to play the Cleveland Browns. They're not the same old Browns that they used to be.
But it's hard to do what they've been doing. They're 4-44, if I'm not mistaken, over the last 3 years. Okay, what? 1-31, I think, over the last 2 years. So they have a 16-game losing streak at least. Okay, you know, we don't want them to break that streak against us. So hopefully the team, you know, opening day, everyone is excited. Everyone thinks they could win the Super Bowl. So I agree with you. You know, you can't take that game lightly.
Now, you beat me up all afternoon about talking about college football. So I knew if Dwayne Woodruff was here. If I knew if Dwayne Woodruff was here, we'd talk a whole lot of Steelers, as I knew it would be. Now, would you please, you and Dwayne, talk some college football before we end this segment?
And we're going to talk about it the next segment as
well. Let's get started right now because there's a whole lot of college football to be talked about.
Well, let's
beginning
talk
with your Penn State-Pitt game.
Oh, is that going to be the top game we're going to talk about?
Penn State, we have time for that. That's September 8th, and we're working on being on site for that game as well.
You obviously didn't get your text today. That's not going to happen, but you wanted to ignite the conversation. So do you want to do that, or do you want me to get back to more – Steeler conversation.
So again, we'll talk about it to close the segment out as well as the next segment. So college football, the AP top 25 poll was just released this week. And I'll just go through the names and then I'll talk about, you know, some of these teams as well, and Dwayne and anyone else could jump in.
Well, I'll be over here dozing off while you talk about that.
Well, there's a lot of people interested in college football and this opening
Coleman, wake me up when he gets done
for college football. So who would know it? And anyone that knows me know that I can't stand this number one team, Alabama. I can't stand them.
And don't be hating on them winning just because they win.
Well, it's the Colts that I have a problem with.
Okay.
Number two, you have Clemson. Number three, Georgia. Number four, Wisconsin.
And Wisconsin's going to be a tough team. I mean, they're going to move up this poll.
Okay. Okay.
Just so you know, that they got some players.
Now, the thing about Wisconsin, since you stopped there, Dwayne, Paul Christ, if I pronounce his name correctly, is the coach entering into his fourth year. 34-7 record in the Big Ten for Wisconsin. At Pitt, he was 19-19. What's going on? I mean, Wisconsin is contending for a national championship, and when he was here, we got 19-19. I don't know. That needs to be investigated. And then you have Ohio State. Okay, now, Dwayne, are you from Ohio or Kentucky? Which one?
I was born in Kentucky.
Okay.
Lived there for a little while, about 3 months, actually, before I moved to Germany. But I lived in Ohio, Cincinnati, Ohio, and New Richmond, Ohio, through my high school years.
So you didn't think about going to Ohio State. You went to Louisville.
That's right.
You went to Louisville. Okay.
If you're going to watch college football on Saturday night, you want to watch Louisville.
You want to watch Louisville. It's a big game coming up.
Versus Alabama.
Alabama. So, okay. I would love for them to win that game. I'm not sure if it's going to happen. I'm not sure what Louisville has this year since my man went to Baltimore, Lamar Jackson.
Right.
I don't think he'll have a good NFL career, but that's another story.
Don't be kissing Dwayne's Super Bowl ring, man. They ain't going to beat Alabama. Alabama's going to roll tide on Louisville, man. Come on, man.
I don't know. Alabama is the closest to a professional team in college that you can get right now.
Oh, so wow. We got 2 minutes. Let me finish this, and then we'll get into these games and talk about these teams more in depth. But we have Washington, number 6, Oklahoma, 7, Miami, 8, Auburn, 9, Penn State, 10. Michigan State, 11. Notre Dame, 12. Can't stand Notre Dame either. Stanford, 13. Michigan, 14. USC, 15. TCU, 16. West Virginia, another local team, 17. Mississippi State, 18. Florida State, 19. Virginia Tech, 20. UCF, what is that, Bill? Central Florida, right? University of Central Florida, 20.
Undefeated last year.
21. Boise State, 22. Texas, 23.
Oregon.
Oregon, 24. LSU, 25, and honorable mention Pitt. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, just playing.
Alabama wins it all. Wisconsin, as Woodruff said, is to be reckoned with, and they feel disrespected. Ohio State has a little monkey on their back that they got to shake off, and so it's going to be top three or four as usual. And look, if you want to be the best, you got to beat the best. So if you don't come with all the necessary wherewithal to do that, then too bad. Simple as that. If you don't want Alabama to win, do something about it. Everybody has the same alumni operation to fix their problems. Hey, last segment coming up. I don't know if Coleman can hang. I see her. She's nodding over here every now and then. She drifts to the left. But we're going to close this thing out real strong. Everybody stay tight. And we'll be right back in a moment with the final segment of Soul Take.
Talk Champions about Live. These games coming up.
Well, talk about whatever you want to talk about.
To advertise on Urban Media Today, call 412-424-7045. Urban Media Today is an online blog magazine specializing in urban lifestyle, finance, entertainment, HBCU sports, and more, with 24/7 exposure and online exclusives. Email editor at urbanmediatoday.com or call 412-424-7045.
When the roof opened up,
and
there was enough reefer smoke going up in the clouds of Pittsburgh to light up all of downtown.
Well, was that your reefer smoke? Was that your reefer smoke?
No, I never touched the weed. Let's be clear.
Bill, you had that blunt.
No, let me clarify so that it's never misunderstood. I've never touched a drug in my life, but I can tell you this: when the funk mob landed in Civic Arena and that top went back, a puff of smoke went up and lit up all of downtown. And that's when they were really the beast. That's when George Clinton and the funk mob was lighting up. Flashlight, the party record of all time. Might be one of the top five party records of all time. Look, y'all got to stay on focus now. I'm trying to get you down the tracks here. But before we get back to getting back to that, let me remind everybody that we're in partnership with the New Pittsburgh Courier. Rod Daw, Stephen Broadus, Rob Taylor, Ashley Johnson, all over at the Pittsburgh Courier, help making Soul Take Champions Live a possibility each and every week. So while you're not listening to us, make sure you're reading the New Pittsburgh Courier, and you'll see the photos from the show and the updates and all the dates and everything that's coming along. That's important to know. Next thing I want you to know is this. I got four. I almost said four. Let's go big or go home. I got six. Count them. Six free tickets to the Pittsburgh Zoo for whoever calls in. Just call Achieving Greatness, Inc. at 412-628-4856. The first person that calls after hearing the show will get six free tickets to the Pittsburgh Zoo that you can use anytime all season before the year is up. You got to use them before the year is up. And that's compliments to the New Pittsburgh Courier and the Pittsburgh Zoo. Now, Kev, you don't give away nothing, man. I'm giving stuff away to keep the listeners listening. So all you out there listening, when you win, know where these tickets came from. If you see me on the street, look like I need a meal or something, throw a brother a couple dollars. Pull over, say, Neil, you need a little something? Here's some water. You know, I'm the one giving you tickets. That's all I'm asking for. Pittsburgh Courier, we appreciate you. Hey, and I got to tell you this. Coming up, there's two things that you got to make put on your calendar. On Sunday, September 23rd, Chuck Sanders and the Savoy, in conjunction with Achieving Greatness, Inc., presents our annual car cruise and show. The important thing to know about this, Woodruff, is, as Chuck says, there will be models. There will be cars, and plenty of them, and expensive ones, Corvettes, Mustangs, classics, trucks.
Now, are you talking model cars? Or
there will
are you
be women models, man.
Real and, models and, now. And real models. Not just women you pull off the street, right?
No, these will be the sensation models endorsed and sponsored by Achieving Greatness.
Just want to make sure because when you tell people stuff, and you want to make sure it's legit.
With you and Woodruff being of the married persuasion, you don't need to know no more about the models. I'm letting the people out there that care about needing to know about the models know. There'll be models at the show and vendors and Cool Breeze, DJ Shock. It's going to be a great time Sunday, September 23rd at the Savoy. The car shows at the Savoy from 4 to 8. If you got anything that you can drive in, we'll let it in. Bike, SUV, truck, classic, Corvette, Mustang.
Skateboard.
And trophy categories. We have 15 categories to win in the competition. So come on out for that. But then the date you really got to circle was this. You got to circle Saturday, November 3rd. It is the 5th annual Pittsburgh City League High School All Sports Hall of Fame inductions. In the 200-year history of this city and the 178-year history of the Board of Education, there's never been a Hall of Fame for the great athletes of the city of Pittsburgh and the City League, recognized in all of Western Pennsylvania, all on the East Coast, some of the greatest athletes in the history of the world, Maurice Lucas, Chuck Cooper, Maurice Stokes, Kenny Durrett, some of the greatest athletes in the world come out of the City League. Saturday, November 3rd, at the Marriott Hotel City Center, the 5th annual Hall of Fame inductions. And the class this year, Kiki, features the 1988 Brashear Bullets City League and State Champion football team.
Yeah!
Headed by Dr. Hold it down, Kiki.
You said City League and what else?
This is the Brashear Bullets, yeah. Won the City League championship in 88 and the state title. No. It's the Dr. Ramon Hart Brashear Bullets. Major had gone at that point. So Dr. Ramon Hart and his Brashear Bullets, we're honoring the entire football team. We're inducting the entire 88 football team.
Wow,
so
impressive.
Saturday, November 3rd. So here's how it works. On Friday, November 2nd, it's the welcome home party at the Savoy. All the great athletes coming back from all over the country. 13 states being represented this year coming home for induction. Legends of the game, coaches, the 25 inductees into the Hall of Fame this year, and the 1988 Brashear Bullets. November 2nd, come one, come all to the Savoy from 6 to midnight. That's the welcome home, get acquainted, reception party. And then Saturday, November 3rd, is the Hall of Fame induction. And to date, it's been off the charts. 250 people the first year, 350 the second year, 450 the third year, over 600 people at the Heinz History Center last year. This is the 5th year. It's going to be off the charts. Call 412-628-4856, Achieving Greatness, Inc., and get all the information. We'll be talking about it from now until then. But you Brashear Bullets, y'all get ready, and I'm going to let you do some talking, Kiki. You want to know why Brashear ain't calling you back? We don't care. I'm calling you. I'm going to have you talking at the Hall of Fame. Now, so get your vocal pipes ready. Now, before we move any further, I can't go any further, Kev. I got to give the mic back to Debbie Coleman, D.C. Coleman, who, you may or may not know, was the only woman in the country to run a top flight summer basketball league. She was the director of the Connie Hawkins Summer Basketball League when it was ranked top 10 in the nation. She coached basketball at Job Corps. She's been coaching basketball how many years, Coleman?
Oh, 22 years.
22 years. She knows the game. And I just want to give her the mic. I want you to go ahead and say a few words about you. Send a shout out to your brother. Whatever you want the world to know, now's your time.
Yes, this goes out to my brother who is in Chandler, Arizona, and to my cousin who is in Surprise, Arizona. I coached at Job Corps for 22 years, and I have to say I thoroughly enjoyed it. I had young men, 16, 17, 18, 22, 24 years old. Some of them I'm still in touch with today. They call me, and some are married now with children, and we talk about basketball and their glory years and how they enjoyed playing at Pittsburgh Job Corps. It was a great time. I thoroughly enjoyed it. And the thing that I really enjoyed the most was having the opportunity to teach the kids about the game and also about discipline and about responsibility. And I, when we were talking earlier about the Steelers, and I made a comment about how some of these guys, I think I made the comment about how some of these guys are not physical enough or their attitudes and things like that. And I see a carryover from this generation and the generation of young men that I coached. And I always believe that although a lot of them, they want to befriend And Bill, you can probably attest this. I think yours were a little bit older, but they want to befriend you. And you always have to have that separation. I'm not your friend. I'm not your mother. I'm not your whatever. I'm your coach. And it, you know, once I established that with them, for the most part, we had very enjoyable times. And I have to say, I never had a losing season up there. Came close one year, but other than that, never had a losing season at Job Corps. We had an opportunity to play a lot of different teams, a lot of really good athletes, and I had an opportunity to coach up a lot of good athletes.
Well, and you were appreciated, that's to be sure, because you coached a lot of young men, and you were a trendsetter stepping out front as a woman coaching guys at a time when it wasn't the norm. So you were appreciated and respected, and I can't thank you enough. You ran the Connie Hawkins Summer Basketball League masterfully for well over 10 years.
Thank you.
And when it was ranked top 10 in the country. So that's appreciated, and I want to give you that opportunity to do the shout-out. Now, look, two things, Kev, I need from you. You got to give me a quick shout-out about Tiger. Now, look, Woodruff is a golfer. Now, I may be overstating it. Let me rephrase it. Woodruff golfs. All right. I remember going out when we did the Dwayne Woodruff Celebrity Golf Outing. And for 5 years, we raised a lot of money for charity and some great charities and did a great job with some great people helping make it and go. And Dwayne Woodruff lending his name to that golf outing. And I remember looking at Dwayne Woodruff and Robin Cole golfing. I remember saying to myself, I'll never be able to do this. I mean, if these two world-class athletes can't master this thing, I have no chance. But Dwayne, you should know that, as I alluded to earlier, Kevin, I'll let Kevin tell you because he's not a braggart, but he has achieved some status in the golf world. And I don't know if you guys have played together at any time, but that might be something coming up. You and Myron have played, right, together?
We haven't.
Oh, okay. So he's scared of you too.
I wouldn't say that. We just haven't had the pleasure to play together. The way I'm playing right now.
Well, are you scared to say
shaky.
That he's scared of you? Is that what it is?
What's that?
Are you scared to say he's scared of you?
Not at all.
All right. Well,
you know, I just
man.
Like to give people the benefit of the doubt. Right. But what I would like to do, you mentioned Tiger Woods.
No. I want you to tell Woodruff about your achievement in golf. You just became what?
Well, I'm competing in the Golf Channel Amateur Tour.
Okay.
So every major city has a amateur tour, and you could play on your own tour, which is Pittsburgh, or you could travel to other tours as well.
Okay.
So I've been playing the Pittsburgh tour as well as Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been having ups and downs. My last two outings were bad, so I need to pick it up.
Okay.
So
I'm sure you will.
That's what I'm doing now.
Okay. Well, yep. Great.
So your game is a little bit like the defensive line of the Pittsburgh Steelers. It's good, but they need to pick it up.
Well, exactly. I guess you can, and they can do it, and so I can do it as well.
Well, we believe in you.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you a serious question. When do you play around here? When can we come see you?
Well, we just completed, and actually Terrence Brown, that you know as
know
well.
Brown, sure.
Yeah, he just won. He's on the tour as well. So he just won the one that we had at Old Stonewall. So the next one will be in October. So I'll have to let you know.
Let me come up.
Where's that going to be?
Old Stonewall? The next one?
The next one you said in October.
Yeah, I'll have to see. I'm not exactly sure yet. I think they were talking about Firestone Farms, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
Yeah, in Ohio.
All right, so
you guys plan on some famous courses.
We do. And I actually just played Firestone probably about 3 weeks ago and did pretty good.
Okay.
Did pretty good on that course.
So, the red shirt is back.
The red shirt is back. However, just like me, you know, with golf, you have your ups and downs. So, Tiger did not play a real good round of golf these past few rounds in the FedEx Cup. So, they just completed the first of four different tournaments on the FedEx Cup, and it was actually the Northern Trust tournament. And Bryson DeChambeau actually won, and I know I mispronounced his name, so excuse me, but he actually won that tournament. And like I said, this is the first of four. So he was minus 18, and he actually won that particular tournament by 4 strokes. So he was minus 18, and Tiger was minus 4. So Tiger was 14 strokes behind. So right now, his current FedEx Cup official ranking is 25, and his world ranking is 26.
So wasn't he something like 1,000 over 1,000 or something?
Probably
2 weeks ago?
9 months ago, he was somewhere in the 1,000s. Tiger was, and now he's down to 26. So you know, he's been killing it during those 9 months. However, every tournament is different, and when you play golf, you know, you're going to have some days where you just don't have it. So, I mean, the number one player in the world at that particular time, Dustin Johnson, he's missed cuts during certain tournaments. So, like I said, that's just part of golf. So, hopefully Tiger could pick it back up this week to play in the second tournament of 4, and we'll see how it goes. So, I'm definitely pulling for him.
Sounds good. Well, my contention has been this, and nobody wants to buy in with me on this. When Tiger was the greatest golfer on the planet, he had 14 women that he could see at any given time in any given city.
Now, Debbie is here, Bill. Now, you have to watch it.
Where is this leading to?
Debbie's 80 damn years old, man. I ain't got to bite my
81.
Tongue.
81.
But look how good
she is. Where is this leading to?
Let me tell you, Coleman, I'm glad you asked.
Real good for
I'm glad you asked. Now, coincidentally, when the man was the best golfer in the world, he had 14 women, not counting his wife. He had 14 women that he could see at any time. When they caught him with the women, they took the women away, his game went away. What's that tell you? You do the math.
Jesus
with the women,
Christ.
He's the best in the world.
That's
without
Bill Neal
women,
for you.
He's in the 1,012. What's the, you do the math, Coleman?
Why would you say that?
Oh, my goodness. People don't want to face the truth.
Oh, just, my God. Look, why would you say
I'm
that?
I'm just the truth machine. I'm just
giving
you the facts.
Well, let's transition. Let me save Bill here. Well, and just some NBA news, and we need to get back to college football.
I bet you this before you go back.
Oh, no. Please don't say it.
What's that? I bet you this.
What's that?
I bet since he's come down from 1,012 to 25, I bet you there's about 5 or 6 women.
You think?
I bet you that.
Well,
yeah. I came on this show. I thought this was a family show.
No
family show.
No. You don't want the truth.
Always.
You don't want the truth.
Does something. You don't want the truth. Mess it up.
You don't want the truth.
I just want to know. Look, I ain't part of that conversation.
So to transition.
Yes.
Manny, or is it Manny Ginobili?
Manny Ginobili. Yeah.
Announced his retirement from the Spurs.
Just in time. Yeah.
From the Spurs. So Kawhi Leonard is gone. Now he's gone. Who's left?
Spurs are struggling.
Where'd Leonard go?
Leonard went to Toronto.
Oh, yeah. Okay. The Raptors. Yeah. But they got rid of their guard up there, too, didn't they?
Well, I don't
the Raptors.
Know.
Didn't he go?
They traded him to San Antonio, I believe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
And Leonard's stay, suggestively, is only going to be for a season. Then he's going to the Lakers. Then that's what's being suggested.
Well, we'll see.
Well, that's what Magic will tell you is going to happen. And the Lakers will romp again. And I'm going out on a limb.
Mm-hmm.
Lakers make the playoffs for this season. Lakers make the playoffs this season.
Well,
that's not a thin limb to go out on if you got the greatest player in the world. But the supporting cast has to be anchored in. But I'm
glad you said that. That limb you just had is big, real big. You know, that's not much of a limb.
Well, I do. Some people are suggesting they won't make the playoffs.
Well, Stephen A. Smith actually said they're going to make the conference championship instead of Houston.
Okay.
So we'll see. Okay. And we talked about Serena Williams earlier. So right now, the U.S. Open in tennis is being played in New York. Now, Serena just beat Magla Linette 6-4, 6-0. And if she wins her next match and Venus wins her next match, I think it's a possible matchup.
In the third round.
In the third round. So that would be interesting.
I'll tell you what's interesting.
What, Bill? I know where you're going.
Y'all don't want to touch y'all don't want to touch the hot stuff. I say I'll go out on the hot stuff.
Yeah.
And I'll get burned if I have to.
Okay.
I put it in the courier, so I'll put it out here.
Uh-huh.
Funny how black women have an issue with black men hooking up with white women, dating and marrying white women. Funny how that seems to be But when Serena Williams and Janet Jackson marry the white billionaires, that's okay. What's up with that?
Well, it's a lot of things.
I'm putting it out there.
It's a lot of things.
I want to hear some answers. I want to know why that's okay.
It's a lot of things that's a double standard that is acceptable in society. I mean, Tiger Woods' wife beat the mess out of him. Okay? No one had a problem with that. But when Ray Rice beat the mess out of his wife, everybody had a problem with it. Well, okay, so that's just society.
Yeah, but that's a little bit of a stretch of an.
No, it's no
there.
Stretch whatsoever. Yeah.
He blasted his wife in an elevator on camera, man.
But she had a weapon.
How about,
she clubbed him.
How about this? Let's talk about that Alabama rule again.
The judge don't want to go there. The judge don't want to go there. And understandably,
hold up.
Go ahead.
Go back to that statement you
Which
made.
One?
The first one.
Do you not?
Tiger Woods. Oh, my.
Oh, all you got to do
no,
is.
We don't want to go back.
We don't
want to go back.
We don't want to do that. But let me
let's
say
leave,
this.
Let's leave all that stuff in the dust.
From a U.S. Open standpoint.
That was a joke.
I touch the hot stuff. I go out on the hot. I do the hot stuff. Kev don't do the hot stuff.
I see that.
From the U.S. Open standpoint in tennis, you know, a major upset in the U.S. Open. The number one seed, Simona Halep, actually lost to Kaya Kanepi. And that's huge, the number one seed.
That was a tough match for the number one seed.
First time,
Kanepi. Kanepi's she's been hurt, so she was out for a while. And they, you know, when you get out for a while, when you come back, your rankings are low, and so that's how she ended up playing the number one seed. But Kanepi, I think she has a couple of championships under her belt, but she's just coming back off an injury,
right. Well, that's even more of an upset because, you know, normally it takes a while to get back in rhythm for whatever you're doing. And when you're playing the number one seed, you would think the number one seed would come through.
Yeah. Well, maybe so. I mean, it's just like Serena.
Right.
Where she is. I think she's like 20-something
17.
Now.
17.
17.
Now.
And coming back, and you know, they place her against different people. If I'm the number one seed, I don't want to play Serena.
Yeah, but Serena has, what, three tournaments at least under her belt.
Right.
So it makes a big difference. But, yeah, can we transition back to college football? And we were talking about the top 25 and Alabama this week. Who do they play, Dwayne? Who do they play this week?
They play the University of Louisville.
University of Louisville.
You know that team with the reigning Heisman Trophy winner? That team.
So Alabama is the number one team in the country, AP, based on the AP Top 25. Coach Nick Saban, I can't stand him because I really think he's a jerk, and I don't like what he did to just get up and leave Miami and a lot of other things. He was at LSU also, if I'm not mistaken. So I just don't like the way he does business, and that's why I don't like Alabama. But when I take a look at the top three teams, when I take a look at Alabama, Clemson, Georgia, something that I find that these teams have in common, and, you know, I think it says a lot about the talent that they have on their team, because of course when it comes to college athletics, it's all about recruiting. And these three teams actually had quarterback competitions. So right now Nick Saban is saying he's not going to let us know who his starting quarterback is. Is it Jalen Hurts or is it this guy named Tua Tagovailoa, who did really good in the national championship game, if you can remember. He actually replaced Jalen Hurts.
Right.
So your Louisville Cardinals, I'm not sure who they're going to prepare for.
Well, I don't know if it really matters. Alabama can put anybody back at quarterback. They have a strong team. They're very, we talked about, the physicality of teams before. They're an extremely physical team. Their strong point is running the football, and they're going to run the football, and then when they finish running it, they're going to run it some more. That's what they do. And a lot of those teams in the SEC end up doing the same thing. Georgia runs football.
You know, Wisconsin's not in that conference, but they run the football well. Clemson has a good mix, I think a better mixture, and they're ranked number two than the other teams, and that keeps them right there as well. So they can beat you throwing the football as well as running it. But it's going to be a heck of a college season this year watching college football. Some very good teams. I'm really happy to see West Virginia in the top 25. I think they were like 7-6 last year. You know, they must travel more than any team in the country.
Okay.
You know, they're in that, I think, the Big 12. But, you know, I'm trying to think where their closest team is. Got to be 600, 800 miles away. So they travel a lot. But, you know, they have a good team. We're talking about a lot of those Aliquippa kids going down to West Virginia. And I think they like that style of offense. You know, it's wide open. You know, they use up all the field. And it's happy to see them, you know, having a good team down there. So I'm excited to watch them play this season as well.
Okay. And then number two, Clemson. Now, their coach, Dabo Sweeney, did things a little differently. So he actually named his quarterback, and the quarterback is Kelly Bryant. He's a senior, and he actually beat out a true freshman. So this true freshman seems like he's really good as well. Trevor Ledoux. So Clemson, I think they have a real easy game coming up. So, Bill, if you could give me a margin, they actually play Furman. So is it a 40-point win, 50-point win?
It's going to be another one of them Aliquippa wins. Yeah. I think.
Well, you done?
No, I'm not done. Well, I'm just going game to game.
I need the last 3 minutes to finish up with the Jets. So come on with the
So
boring.
You don't want to give me a margin? Okay, no, I'll say 40 points. What do you think to win?
45.
45, okay. Debbie, you want to join in?
I ain't got a clue.
No idea.
No, I do not follow college football.
She ain't got a clue.
Okay, so I said, you know, the top three teams, the third team is Georgia. You know, so the coach, Kirby Smart, named his quarterback. You see this? Alabama, they didn't name their quarterback, but the other two did. So Jake Fromm will be the starting quarterback. So he actually won the competition over Justin Fields. And, you know, Georgia, I also think they have a pancake team here. Also, Austin Prairie, if I pronounced that correctly.
Prairie.
Austin Peay. So that sounds like another.
That's another 40 point.
Another 40, 45. Easy. Yeah, so.
Used to be a great basketball power down there.
Mm-hmm.
Do they still play basketball, or you're not sure?
Austin Peay?
No, they still play. They've had several great NBA players out of Austin Peay.
Okay.
They got a nice gym down there, too.
Back in the day.
So some other games I just wanted to point out because, again, this is, you know, opening weekend. Some games that I thought would be pretty good games to actually take in. Michigan and Notre Dame should be a real good game. So Michigan is number 14 and Notre Dame is number 12. And that's at Notre Dame. So it wouldn't be anything better than beating Notre Dame in Notre Dame. Mm. So I would love that. So if your Louisville Cardinals could come through and beat Alabama and then Michigan beat Notre Dame, that would be a good week.
that would be a good weekend for me.
Is Notre Dame in a conference now?
No, and that's part of their problem. They're snooty. They're snooty. They're the only team in college football that's not in a conference. And they throw their weight around. See, they say, we want to be in your conference for basketball, but our football program, we're going to stay out here. We're going to get this major deal from NBC. And if people out there think I'm hating, I am, okay? I'm hating, okay? But well, I don't like them.
I got to stop your hatred. And when you got the Pope behind you, you can do whatever you want to do. Ahead. So that's what Notre Dame is doing. They got the Pope working with them. Judge Woodruff, we want to thank you for being here this evening. It's been a long evening due to a couple technical glitches, but we got through it. The rapid round is coming at you right now, so I need some quick, short answers. What about Chuck Knoll?
Hey, great coach, Hall of Fame guy.
Was he scary?
He wasn't scary. He was just, you know, he was old school. Let you do your thing as long as you did it right.
Mm-hmm. Do you miss the game?
Not really.
You don't miss Sundays?
No.
Took him too long.
You know, not too much. You know, I miss hanging around the guys. I miss that part. Really don't miss the game.
But you don't miss hanging around Terry Bradshaw, right? No answer, though.
Terry was fine.
I don't like Terry anymore. He used to be one of my favorite players.
Got a lot of hatred today, man. Can't stand him. Got a lot of hating going on today.
We should divorce him from Steeler Nation. Move on, Bill.
Thank you. Your best Super Bowl team against the present-day Steelers' best Super Bowl team. Who wins that game? Wait a minute now. That made it.
Come on.
Who wins that game?
Yeah.
You serious? That's a serious question. The old school Steelers win that game.
All right.
Without question.
I got to ask that question. Huh? Hey, look.
Would Ben get injured in that game?
Huh? He might.
Speaking of Super Bowls.
Good question.
Your projection on the present Steelers. This year, they got a chance to get there.
You know, I think the Steelers always have a shot. They're going to be they're going to be in every game. I think they're going to win the conference as well. You know, with Tomlin coaching, the way their offense runs, their defense comes around and helps out a little bit more than they did last year. You know, they definitely have a shot.
And last question: you're probably the only NFL player that went to law school during your playing years to get your law degree. Now you're a judge of high esteem. The importance of being a judge at this point in your life, what does it all mean for you?
You know, it just gives me an opportunity to give back, to be involved in our young people's lives, to help guide them in the right direction. You know, we all make mistakes from time to time. What we try to do here in Allegheny County is balance and restorative justice, holding kids accountable, yet still trying to give them the treatment, the resources, and the tools to be very successful in life.
Can people reach out to you? Do you give out your email or a number if families need assistance? Is that the way that
I do not. That's not the way it works. But if they end up in my courtroom, you know, we have various individuals in court that help in that regard. I am one of the lead judges in Allegheny County in regard to education. So there be individuals that are on my team that are out there for them to reach out to answer truancy issues as well. And, you know, but in the courtroom, once you're in the courtroom, you can't necessarily reach out to me, but we can talk in the court in the presence of everybody that's there. But one-on-one, I'm not able to do that.
Very good. Well, I can't tell you how great it's been. Kevin's been clamoring for you to get here for about 3 months, so we finally got you locked in. So former Pittsburgh Steelers. Well, you know what? I never like to attach the word former to
that's
any
why
Pittsburgh
I used
Steeler.
Alum.
Yeah.
That's
Pittsburgh
why I used
Steeler
alum.
Alum, Dwayne Woodruff, Super Bowl champion, 12-year NFL veteran and a great friend of mine. I appreciate you being here.
Thank you, Bill.
And Debbie Coleman, D.C. Coleman, the coach of many a great young basketball player in the area. Thanks for coming out. All we got to do is get you another shirt to wear when you put your Steeler gear on.
I got a jersey for you.
You got a shirt.
Wear.
You got a 49 so you can put
on?
Oh,
yeah, 49.
Big Roethlisberger shirt on.
But can you wear a 49? You got a problem with wearing a
49? 49. I can wear a 49.
You can wear a 49. We got to get you hooked up.
Super Bowl 49.
Super Bowl 49.
Now we're talking.
Thank you for having me, too.
Well, thanks for being here. And, hey, listen, Kev, it's been another great show. Appreciate.
Can I ask one more question of you gentlemen here and lady, too? Why are the New England Patriots on the Steelers schedule every year?
Well, the NFL has a criteria that they use to do the game. So in the other conference, they play each conference. They do a rotation.
Right.
And then based on playoff teams, you play the playoff teams as well. And then you have you have two games each in your division. So they already have a model in place. And normally the Steelers are in the playoffs and New England is in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. So that's why.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. That's good. It.
Mm-hmm. Champions aren't born. They're made. And we make them better than anyone.
Soul Tape.
The champ is
Champions
here.
Live is the name. Talking sports is our game.